Shvi'is, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Dalet. Continuing with what we learned in the previous Mishnah, that one is not permitted to do business with a bechor, with the firstborn animal, the Mishnah here teaches that lakach bechor l'mishte v'no olaregel. Let's say one purchases a bechor that's a balmum, so that it's permissible to be eaten even by a non-Kohen, but he buys it from a Kohen for the purposes of eating it at his son's wedding or on Yontif, and it turns out he doesn't need it. Somebody already got a different animal. It's not needed. So mutter lemachro, it's permissible for him to sell it. He doesn't need to take a loss. However, the Tosefta says that he should not sell it for anything more than he paid for it. So he shouldn't profit from it, but he is allowed to sell it. We also learned in the previous Mishnah that one isn't allowed to do business with non-kosher animals. However, the Mishnah here tells us that tzadei chaya ovas v'dogim, people who professionally trap wild animals, birds, and fish, shenis damnu lahem mine tumein, that they happen to come upon mine tumein, non-kosher species, mutarim lamachron, once they've caught them, they're allowed to sell them. We don't view that as doing business because it's not something that they intended to do, they came upon them, etc. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says that af mi shenis manalo lefi darko, even somebody, and this is a person who's not a professional trapper, even some regular person who happens to come upon non-kosher species, lokeach u'mocher, he's allowed to actually even purchase them and to sell them in a non-professional way, since he's not a professional, u'bilvad shelo tehei umnasa v'kach, providing that it doesn't become his business. That he's permitted to do, as long as he makes a parnasa from something else. The Chachamim Osrin. However, the Chachamim said that somebody who is not a professional, that he should actually go ahead and purchase them and sell them, even if it just comes up in a casual fashion, and even though it's not his business, he's not allowed to do that. And the Yerushalmi explains that when it came to professionals, the Chachamim were more lenient, since they had an obligation to pay off a certain tax to the king, to the government, and therefore they permitted them to sell those non-kosher species they happened to come upon in order to make it easier to pay off the tax. But other people who don't have that problem were not given that dispensation. However, so the Chachamim, though, are agreeing, though, that the tzadei chayav of, that they are permitted to do this. Now, the question then becomes, what's the difference between the Chachamim at the end, the conclusion of the Mishnah, who say Chachamim Osrin, who say that someone who's not a professional cannot do it, but a professional could, and the Tanakhama, who said that a professional was allowed to, and if it came upon non-kosher species, he's allowed to sell them. What's the difference between that? So some understand that the Tanakhama, even though he's a professional, they didn't permit him to go out and seek those animals. He was only allowed, if it happened, as the language of the Tanakhama indicates, shenis damnu lahem mine tumein. They happened upon them. It just happened. He's not allowed to go out and seek them. However, according to the Chachamim, at the conclusion of the Mishnah, a professional would even be allowed to go out and search them out in order to be able to pay off that tax.